Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Tara Talks. Today I'm talking about a topic that is actually really important and really close to my heart, and something that I've been working with and testing quite a lot lately, and that is the topic of alignment. We're going to be talking about alignment within your mindset, your business, your purpose, but also your pricing and your packages. So let's dive straight in. Hello and welcome to Tara Talks. I'm your host, Tara Best, business coach, author, and founder and director of Tara Punter PR and Tara Punter Coaching. I'm basically someone insanely passionate about helping women thrive. We help incredibly skilled and talented business owners just like you unlock your potential, take control of your limiting beliefs, and create a business that you desire and deserve. Are you ready to create a life that far exceeds its expectations? You are gonna want to subscribe. And let's dive straight into today's episode. So I am very excited to be talking about alignment today. Now, I'm not talking about wheel alignment. You know, when you go to the garage and you get your wheels done and you get new tires put on and they align them to make sure that it's a smooth ride. We're not talking about that alignment, but that is such a good analogy for helping you think about alignment between yourself and something else. So what we're talking about today is recognizing the importance of having alignment and being aligned to something. So when you think about your goals or your mission or your purpose, so often we have desires, we have things that we are working towards, we have goals, we have like this big mission or big picture. And I think it's really important that every single time we think about setting a goal, that we are setting it from our own hearts and from our own desires, and that our goals or our wishes aren't coming from an external source. Because if a goal or a wish or a desire comes from your coach or your mentor or your business bestie or a family member, there is going to be a bit of a disconnect because it's not truly your goal. Now, I'm currently writing my book, and this morning I was writing and writing and writing, and I was just in such flow talking about goals. And that's what really led me to want to talk about this in this episode, because it's so important that your goal does come from you. And it's really important that you are aligned to that goal. I remember when I signed up to work with a coach years and years and years ago, this was back 2018 time, and she said, you should be charging £10,000 for your coaching. And at the time, I was charging like, I can't even remember what I was charging, but I was literally just about to launch my first 8-week program. And it was a one-to-one program, and it was priced at £750. And I thought that was just incredible. I thought, wow, somebody's going to pay me £750 to work with me for 8 weeks. Like, wow, that was like the best thing ever. I couldn't believe that that was going to happen. I was so excited. And when I launched that program, I had one person sign up, and I was so happy. I was over the moon. I just thought, wow, £750 in one go. Like, that's so amazing. And to then receive that comment that I should be charging £10,000, there was part of me that was like, what? Like, sorry? What? And I just didn't see how that was ever possible for me. I didn't see that people would pay it. I didn't see that I would be worthy of that or worth that investment. It just wasn't my goal. I was so out of alignment with that point. Okay? I was out of alignment with charging 10,000. What is crazy is that my one-to-one has been £10,000 now since June 2020, and it's just about to go up again. But it feels so aligned with me right now. Like, every time I raise my prices or launch something new, it does feel so aligned. When I set my goals for myself, they are my goals. It's so easy to see people on social media, you know, having these massive big months, and you kind of look up to them and think, holy shit, like, is that, Should I be working towards that? Should I be setting that as my goal? And it's so important that your goals remain yours. I had a chat with a really lovely lady earlier in the week, and she was at the kind of 1.5 to 2K mark per month. And she said, I've heard you talk about 10K months. You know, is that possible for me? And I said, it is. There's some work to be done around your own mindset and how you're working right now. It's possible. But is that your goal? Is that what you want to create? And then I spoke to another lady this week as well. And she said, oh my gosh, I just want a 5K month. Like, that would be amazing for me. I'm like, well, that's possible too. But it's got to come from that person. It's got to come from you. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking about your own goals and you're just wondering, you know, you see so-and-so having a 20K month or a 40K month and you see somebody else having like a 100K launch, you think, like, should I be doing that? Should I be earning more, charging more, launching more? Again, try so hard to make sure that there is no comparison between you and somebody else, because every single person is unique. Every single journey is different. Every single person's business is so special and unique to them. And what works for one person won't necessarily work for somebody else. So what I always try to encourage people to do is, yes, look at social media, look up to people, be interested in the how they got to that point, be interested how they made a 40 grand a month or how they made a 100K launch or whatever, like just look up to those people. Recognize that they are an example of what is possible, okay? They are not the one and only. That is not the only way to do business. See them as an example of what is possible. And then truly ask yourself, what is your goal? Okay, what do you want to work towards? And what does that mean for you? And when it comes to a financial goal, it can be really hard to set goals, I think, for people. Ask yourself, where are you at right now? What is the best month you have had to date? What time do you have? What do your pricing and packages look like? How can you then build some of that into a goal? Because the truth is, you have to be aligned to your goal, but you also have to absolutely believe in that goal. You've got to believe that you can hit it. And if there is any disconnect there, it's really not going to happen. You also have to be so aligned to your pricing and packages. Okay, I could fight to my dying death for my pricing and for my packages and for how much I know I can change someone's life. I really do. And that is why I am able to put my prices up every sort of 6 to 9 months. Because I'm always growing, I'm always investing in myself, I'm always doing more qualifications. Like, the work I do gets deeper and deeper and deeper and more subconscious. And it changes people's lives on such a much deeper energetic level. I actually had an inquiry a couple of weeks ago from a client that I worked with in March 2020. And I looked back through her notes just to sort of refresh what we had done. And I could not believe how much my coaching has changed in a year. Because March 2020, it was, here's how to write a press release. Here's some top tips for Facebook. Here's some top tips for Instagram. And while that is still important, the work I do now is so much deeper. It is looking at launching and creating actual strategies rather than here's how to do a Facebook post. It's really diving deep into somebody's mind and into their mindset and using techniques such as NLP, timeline therapy, tapping, hypnotherapy to really make sure that we are removing those limiting beliefs. That is why I'm so aligned to my pricing and my packages right now. I'm also so aligned because I have grown them incrementally over time. So 2018, when I launched that first 8-week program for £750, I genuinely didn't think that anyone would pay me £10,000 for coaching. And that is now just normal. And I'm so grateful for that. And I have evolved and it's been continuous and it will continually go up. Like, it's going to be going up very shortly because I have a new offer that is going to be my signature program because my one-to-one is continually full up. So I am so aligned to that. So ask yourself, are you really truly aligned to your pricing and your packages? Are you really aligned to the product or the service that you offer? To the extent that if anybody asked you anything about it, you could stand your ground and absolutely fight your dying death for that thing. That is alignment. And we go back to the car analogy. When your wheels are aligned, it's to give it a smooth ride. So you don't have the juddering. It's so you don't feel uncomfortable in your car. It's so your tyres don't wear out unevenly. Like, do you have that wheel alignment in yourself, in your being, in your universe, with what it is that you offer? Because if you don't, and if you really cannot fight your last dying breath for that program, then there is a bit of a disconnect. So ask yourself then, what is that disconnect? Is it the price? Is it that you don't know if it gets results? Is it that you feel like a fraud? Is it that actually you've just set this price or offered this thing because other people do it? Like, really try and dive into where that misalignment is coming from. Because it's such an important thing to get it sorted. And then lastly, when we think of alignment, I think, you know, who you work with and who you surround yourself with is such a big thing. You know, I speak to so many people who have had poor experiences with coaches, or they just feel misaligned to somebody. And like, there's so many amazing coaches out there. There's so many great mentors. There's so many amazing opportunities and programs out there. Like, you shouldn't be in one that doesn't make you feel good. So make sure you are aligned to it. And when I say make sure you're aligned to, you know, those investments you make, is it that actually you have something in common with the person? Is it that actually you approve of or agree with her mission? Is it that actually you just know that she just wants to do good in the world? Alignment, when it's with a person, is so different for so many people because it is such a personal topic. So really ask yourself if you are aligned. Are you aligned to your coach? Are you aligned to your business besties? Are you aligned to your circle of friends right now? Because it's okay if you're not. The recognition here is so key, but it is so important that you do then bring that into your reality and make sure that you are aligned. Life's too short to put up with things that don't serve you and don't make you feel good. So make sure that you can feel aligned to everything that's going on in your life. And that is your personal goals, your business goals. That is the money you're making. That is the money you're saving or investing. That is literally everything in life. Your purpose, your mission, your mindset. Are you aligned to your mindset? And when you think of the future life that you want to create, you in 5 or 10 years, are you aligned to that vision? Or is that just a vision that you want to keep up with the Joneses? And you've heard so-and-so has got this, so you think that you should have it. Like, this ties in so much with your vision of success and what that looks like for you, because the beauty is your vision of success is yours. It's not down to anybody else. It's yours. So make sure you are aligned with it. And please just promise me that if you feel misaligned to anything, do the work. Don't just bury your head in the sand. Do the work. Journal on it. Analyze why you're feeling this way, because then something needs to shift. When it comes to your pricing and packages, if you are misaligned or you're just not feeling that connection, that will come across. Because if you get on a sales call, or if you jump on a Facebook Live, or if you are interviewed on a podcast or do an Instagram story, and there is that disconnect there, that will come across 100%. And also, you've got to think about the energy that you're putting out into the universe. Because if you are misaligned to your pricing and packages, and you're saying, I just want to sign a client. Like, I just want to sign a client. Come on, universe, I want to sign a client. But there is this disconnect because you aren't aligned to the pricing and to the packages. Again, it's not going to happen. And you will just be waiting and waiting and waiting. And you'll be getting pissed off at the universe because you think that, you know, you're doing all the mindset and manifestation work and it's not happening. But it won't happen when there's misalignment. So really ask yourself, how aligned are you to your goals, to your purpose and your mission, to your pricing and your packages? Just really make sure that you could fight to your dying death if you had to. Not that you ever will, but you could if you needed to. Because that really does set the intention for yourself, it sets the intention for your clients, and it sets the intention for the universe that you are open and ready to receive and that you are committed and believing. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your pricing and packages 100%. So I hope that's been really, really helpful for you today. Thank you so much for checking in and listening. And please do not forget to subscribe. I always love having more of you checking in. Just knowing that I'm able to impact a few more lives at a time just means the absolute world. So thank you so much for checking in today.